Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special, songs I think that will knock some socks off. Hopefully one or two in this set will knock your socks off. The first song is new to me. I like it a lot. It's called Big Times in a Small Town by James Mee.
Children playing and dinner's cooking. Father's walking home from working. The neighbors are yelling, they'll never divorce. The river bends, but it won't change course. Silent houses, fast asleep. A traffic light on a quiet street. Church steeples, telephone poles. The diner is closing, the river flows. Big times in a small town. Big times in a small town. You can almost hear it breathing if you know the sound. Big times in a small grow up and they make new homes. They marry boys they've always known. High school sweethearts, hearts on a tree. The river moves on quietly. Boys on the back roads drinking wine, dreaming the dreams their fathers left. Sometimes I would wonder what the future would bring. And the river whispered, hey boy, nothing but the same old things. Big times in a small town. Big times in a small town. You can almost hear it breathing if you know the sound. And if home is where the this is where I'm bound. Big times in a small town. Well, I'm eating French fries, all covered in gravy. I'm talking with the St. Anne Hall bingo ladies. And suddenly I remember, as I'm walking down these streets, this town runs through my veins, and that river runs deep. Big times in a small town. Big times in a small town. You can almost hear it breathing if you know the sound. And if home is where the heart is, this is where I'm bound. For here is where they lay me when they lay me down. Big times in a small town.
That was James Mee with his song, Big Times in a Small Town, off of a compilation album with the same name, Big Times in a Small Town, the Vineyard Tapes. And we started off with John Mellencamp. Some of you may know him as John Cougar or John Cougar Mellencamp. And that was the acoustic version of his song, Small Town, off the album Scarecrow. Up next is John Prine with Dolores Keene with their song, In a Town This Size.
Big Times in a Small Town by James Mee. Next up is one of my favorite all-male groups. This is the Statler Brothers singing Amazing Grace. I think probably every singing group in the world has sung Amazing Grace. There are many good recordings of it. I like this one. It's a good one. Amazing Grace by the Statler Brothers.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I
Amazing Grace by the Statler Brothers. Here comes another gospel, though completely different. This is You Better Run to the City of Refuge by C.J. Johnson. And I love the energy in this one. You better run to the City of Refuge.
Oh, you better run, better run, better run. Ah, you better run.
Better run, better run.
Oh, you better run to the City of Refuge. You better run. God called Moses on the mountain top, and he faced the door of Moses' heart, and then he stamped the commandment, said, Moses, my anthem, said to Moses, don't you leave my children behind. But you better run.
Run.
You can read in Genesis, you will understand that Methuselah, he was not the oldest man. He lived 969, and died and gone to heaven in good due time. But you better run.
Run, run, run.
You better run.
Better run, better run.
You better run to the
city. Oh,
yeah. There was a man of the Pharisees, oh well, named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus, he came by night. He said, I want to be born unto the heavenly sight. And Christ spoke to Nicodemus as a friend, said, if you want to get to heaven, you must be born again. Oh well, old Nicodemus could understand, how could a man be born when he was so old? But you better
run, run, run.
And you better
run, better run, better run.
Yeah, you better
run.
Yeah, yeah.
You better run.
Well, you read about Samson from his birth. He was the strongest man that ever lived on earth. One day Samson was walking along. Oh well, Samson struck her, was never found out. And Delilah came and sat on his knees and please tell me where your strength might be. He told him, a strength killer in my half. You just shake my head just as clean as my hand. My strength will become as a natural man. But you better run.
Run, run.
You better
run, better run, better run.
Yeah, you better
run to the city.
Oh, you better run.
You better run to the City of Refuge by C.J. Johnson. The next song is by Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner, and they kind of assembled this song from a number of different songs they found that had the same tune, some of the same verses, and created this one. It's called Come, Love, Come.
Down by the cane brake, close by the mill, lived a pretty little girl, her name was Nancy Field. I knew that she loved me and I knew it was wrong. Now I serenade her and sing her a song. Come, love, come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come, love, come and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee. All my life, but that she was some boatman's wife. Boatman dance, boatman sing, and the boatman do most anything. Come, love, come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come, love, come, and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee. Boatman dance, and the boatman sing, and the boatman do most cost anything. When the boatman go on shore, spend his cash and it work for more. Come love, come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come love, come and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee. When you go to the boatman's ball, you dance with my wife or you won't dance at all. Sky blue jacket and a top all in hat, look out boys for the nine-tailed cat. Come love, come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come love, come and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee. On shore, there I'll turn my passion loose and the crammy in the calaboose. Come love, come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come love, come and go with me, and we'll go down to Tennessee. Down by the canebrake, close by the mill, lived a pretty little girl named Manassas Field. I knew that you loved me and I knew it was wrong. Now a serenader and sing her a song. Come love, come, the boat rides low, rides high and dry on the Ohio. Come love, come and go with me, we'll go down to Tennessee.
That was Come Love Come by Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner. The next song is a kind of bluegrass country music. It's called Cripple Creek. Cripple Creek is a very well-known fiddle and banjo tune. And this group is called the Infamous String Dusters. I just found them recently and I'll be playing several songs by them tonight and over the next few weeks. Each one of the musicians in this group is just a master musician. And together they form something wonderful. So this is Cripple Creek by the Infamous String Dusters.
Bye. had. She tore it up and threw it in my face just for a laugh. Now there's one thing and there's a whole wide world that I would like to see. It's when that little gal of mine puts a donut in my teeth.
Hell up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She bends me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, a trucker's dream if I ever did see one.
And me and my baby were back in the shack. We asked back tones on the box. She said, I can't take the way he sings, but I love to hear him talk. Now that just gave my heart a thud up to the bottom of my feet. So as I took another pull, that my message can't be beat.
On Cripple Creek, and she sends me if I sprang a leak. She bends me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one.
Cripple Creek by the infamous String Dusters. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned the name of the show is Wombats and Music. And I don't think I mentioned this time that wombats, I use the term wombat to refer to anything I put in my show that's different, odd, a story, a joke, a non-commercial recording. And so I do have a wombat tonight, and it's coming up right now. This is a little vignette, a story, and I was going to read it one time, and I decided it'd be better done as a skit with different voices, so I got my son Paul to do it with me. So this is Paul and Harry Baia performing a skit called Starving, which is about a apparently starving dog.
Starving. You know, a lot of times I write up random posts and then don't post them. But Best Beloved just called me, and I could not really explain why I was inarticulate about sweet potatoes, so I said I'd go ahead and post this. That way she can read it at work and know just what kind of a day it's been. The short version, for those who do not feel like listening to the whole thing, is, arg, frigging sweet potatoes. The longer version, summarized in conversation form, follows.
I'm starving.
Actually, no, you aren't starving. You get two very good meals a day and treats, and Best Beloved fed you extra food while I was gone.
Starving.
I saw you get fed not 4 hours ago. You are not starving.
Pity me, a sad and tragic creature, for I can barely walk. I'm so starving. Whoa.
I am now ignoring you.
Starving. Did you hear me? I'm starving. Are you seriously ignoring me? Fine.
There is a pause during which the dog exits the room in a pointed manner. And then from the kitchen there comes a noise like someone is eating a baseball bat. Hey, what the hell are you doing? I make haste for the kitchen and I find the dog there. The dog picks up an entire raw sweet potato, which is what was causing the baseball bat noise, and flees for the bedroom. I chase the dog, retrieve most of the sweet potato, less the portion which has disappeared into the dog's gullet.
See? Starving.
That can't be good for you. It's raw sweet potato.
I had to do it. I haven't been fed. Ever.
You realize you aren't normal. Normal dogs don't steal raw sweet potatoes.
Sadly, I was badly brought up.
Yes. Yes, you were.
By people who starved me.
Oh, no. I'm not doing this again. I leave the room, bearing the sweet potato. There's a pause, and then, once again, there is a noise like someone is trying to eat a baseball bat. Very, very quietly. Oh, for the love of God! I head off to the kitchen.
I am not eating a raw sweet potato.
You have sweet potato parts all over your snout.
But you don't actually see a raw sweet potato, do you? So maybe that's just a birthmark.
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato?
You don't listen. I told you. I wasn't eating a sweet potato.
Did you seriously eat a whole sweet potato? I search around fruitlessly. Look, no more sweet potatoes. Oh, what am I saying? This is you we're talking about here. I'm going to hide all the sweet potatoes that are left, which isn't many, in the fridge, because some people can't be trusted. The dog attempts to look thwarted, but does not succeed because her tail is wagging so hard, small cyclones are forming in the kitchen. I have a very bad feeling about this. After a while, during which I did not even bother trying to return to what I was doing, I just stand in the computer room waiting. There is, as I wholly expected, a baseball bat eating noise. I stomp back into the kitchen. Okay, give me that damn sweet potato. The dog, looking up guiltily, says,
What sweet potato?
The one in your mouth.
Oh, did you want this? I found it lying here.
I confiscate the sweet potato and deposit it in the locking trash can. Let us say no more about this.
No! They'll be stealing my sweet potato.
I attempt to remember what I was doing before the sweet potato episode. Some 10 minutes later, I succeed and return to it. Not 1 minute later, I hear a noise with which I have become all too familiar. I bonk my head on the desk. Arrgh! Arriving in the kitchen, I say, How did you even get another sweet potato?
I have my ways.
Are you punishing me for being away for several days? I was at a funeral, you know. It wasn't fun.
How would I know? You didn't take me. You left me here with only one human to look after my needs. One human is not enough.
I shut the dog in the bedroom. Conduct a sweep of the kitchen to track down all remaining sweet potatoes. I wipe up the random sweet potato particles from the floor and try to eradicate all traces of sweet potato from the house. I let the dog out. The dog looks at me and says sulkily,
Well, so you think you've won?
I watch her go about her business with that same sense of overwhelming doom that heroines of Victorian novels get when they meet Count Sinistra's Grimblack for the first time. Half an hour later, there is a wetter, juicier eating noise, as though someone was eating a very moist baseball bat. Oh, what now? The dog is hunched over the remains of a butternut squash. Okay, fine. I stomp over and empty out the entire vegetable bowl into the trash. We just won't have any root vegetables anymore. There. Are you happy?
I'm not even remotely sorry. I told you I was hungry. And you went to a funeral without me.
Arrgh! A half hour later, there is another baseball bat eating noise from the kitchen. The dog, who apparently does not know how to win gracefully, has found another sweet potato, or possibly caused one to materialize from the rift. I haul the chewed sweet potato parts from the mouth of a dog who is very reluctant to part with them. Oh my God, how is this my life?
Don't you think it would be just easier to feed me?
Everyone go to the bedroom and stay there. Eat nothing.
Actually, I feel not so good.
The dog throws up, and the vomit is very bright orange. Unfortunate details ensue. Sometime later, attempting to rescue something from the wreckage. So what have we learned from this?
Sweet potatoes are yummy.
Our other dog, who I haven't mentioned before, is looking thoughtful. And I can sense him thinking,
I should pay more attention to crunching noises. Sweet potatoes are probably yummy.
I need a lobotomy. And that, best beloved, and everyone else who made it through that, is what kind of a day it has been. Frigging sweet potatoes, argh!
That was Starving by Harry and Paul Baya, and that is tonight's Wombat. I do play some social commentary, social justice songs, but only if they also have good music. Here's one that does. This is called 10 Women Who Walk on Water by Joy Zimmerman.
Joyner Kersee, Billie Jean King, rising above the fray. Each found a way, despite a steep divide. Caring others, walking side by side. Resisting, riding, creating, uniting, working upstream. Carson, Malala Yousafzai, saving the day. Thanks to Frida, Ella, and Aretha, lighting the way. Jane Goodall, Maya Lin, rising above the fray. For countless other sisters. sisters whose names we do not know. Thank you, you're brave today. Change to the challenge of the day. Women who crossed rough waters did not turn away. They built hope in the struggles of the day. May we be so brave to bring light in the darkness of the day. We've been shown the way. Let's bring change.
Women Who Walked on Water by Joy Zimmerman. Actually, 10 Women Who Walked on Water. And the next song is Burn One with John Prine by Casey Musgrave. Casey Musgrave with Burn One with John Prine. The next song is by Alan Jackson, one of the top country singers in the world today, and it's called Chattahoochee.
gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. Dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. But we never got caught. Didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. We're coming to you from Emory and Henry College. You can pick us up on the web or see our schedule at wehcfm.com. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are just outstanding, and occasionally put in something odd, like tonight, the reading of the skit, Starving. That's our wombat for the show. And we're now going to move on to Going Down to Tampa by Jeff Warner and Jeff Davis. I was born in Tampa. My family's from Tampa. I have cousins there now. So this song sort of rings my bell. In this story, when you're going to leave and bail out from wherever you are, one place you could go is Tampa, and I guess it's my home, so I see it that way, too.
I can't keep on moving unless you migrate to. They tell you to keep on moving, but migrate you must not do. The only reason for moving and the reason why is to find a new location and find myself a home. My mama,
She told me when I was 5 years old that you got to be around your son. Gosh darn hard luck, soul. I got my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. I got my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. Well, yonder stands my gal with a red rag in her hand. I believe unto my soul that she's found herself another man. I got my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. I got my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. Conductor, conductor, won't you please let me ride your line? Now you got to have your ticket, son, you know this train ain't mine. I got my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. I got my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. She told me, and my papa, he told me too. Don't you let no New York woman make a gosh darn fool out of you. I got my ticket, and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. I got my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. I'm leaving and your crying won't make me stay. Well, the more that you holler, girl, the more I'm going away. I got my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. I got my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. I got my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm going down to Tampa, settle down.
Going Down to Tampa by Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner. Next up, I do have a lot of variety on this show. Change of pace is common. This is kind of an anthem, I guess you might call it. This is Armstrong's Army by Jeff Lowe.
Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? A day for you to walk with the rest of humanity, breathe fresh air beneath the big blue sky. Bring your pride, leave your vanity. One life beckons as another one dies. Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me
into the morning after. Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? While you've been sitting round singing, let's not think about tomorrow, lest we disappointed be. The whole world's spinning, picked up and shook about, and you're spreading bread and butter misery. Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the bright new day?
Your work in life
relied on having others to rely upon. Danger was doubled, so your friends held true. Now they're just shoulders to cry upon. The bottom of a bottle is a friend to you. Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the bright new day?
Armstrong's Army by Jess Lowe. The next song is They Fought Spotify by Lauren Meyer. It's social commentary, and it's based on the tune of Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
Spotify's putting out misinformation and muck through a podcast by a proudly provocative schmuck. Joni said they'd go from a platform spreading what they should not. They fought Spotify and a fact-denying crackpot. Yeah, there's a right to free speech, but not to dangerous lying. Facts don't have two sides, and this crap means people are dying. Neil and Joni said they'd go, cause this issue's getting terribly fraught. They fought Spotify and showed them they can't be bought. Well, these brave artists are now a movement inspirer, with India Ree, Niels Lofgren, Graham Nash, and Elvira. Neil and Joni said they'd go, cause they aren't afraid of taking their shot. They fought Spotify and showed how much courage they've got. Spotify made a lame statement, but Rogan's pay is still immense. Meanwhile, most musicians are lucky to make a few cents. Neil and Joni said they'd go, and right-wingers' panties are in a knot. They fought Spotify and gave us all food for thought. Neil and Joni said they'd go from a platform spreading what they should not. They fought Spotify and started a juggernaut. They taught Spotify a lesson that ought to be taught. They fought Spotify and a fact-denying crackpot.
You just heard They Fought Spotify by Lauren Meyer, and the last song on the show today is Too Young by Nat King Cole from 1951.
They try to tell us we're too young, too young to really be in love. They say that love's a word we've only heard, but can't begin to know the meaning of. And yet we're not too young to know. This love will last, though years may go, and then someday they may recall we were not too young at all. Young to know this love will last, though years may go, and then someday they may recall we were not young at all.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia, from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to close the show with audience participation, so I ask you to join me. Please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.